Morning. This is not the morning for Trenton this morning, is it? Or is he having a good time now? You're trying, all right. If we'll get him all perked up and everybody behind y'all will have a good time. This is good to be together. We've got a bunch of us gone. The ladies' retreat's going on right now. They'll be back by later on today. So y'all keep them in your prayers as they travel, that everything will go smoothly in that. But it is good to be able to get together and enjoy this moment. Before we get started, let's have our prayer together, please. Father, we are grateful for all that you've done for us. There is so much, Father, as we look back over our lives, as we think about today, to see what you have done for us, the good you've given us in our lives. And we know, Father, we get distracted by the hard times, by those things that are difficult. We tend to emphasize the negative. We ask your forgiveness for that, Father. Because we know that no matter what the day brings, you're there with us, giving us strength, providing for us in each moment. Help us, Father, to trust you, to know that you are faithful, to know that your love and your mercy have given us beyond our imaginations. So today, Father, we want to lift you up, to remind ourselves who you are and all that you've done, and look forward to that day that we'll be with you. May that day be soon, Father. For through Jesus we pray. Amen. Several years ago, some of y'all may remember this, there was a radio show called Prairie Home Companion. It became part of our normal routine there for a while. And during this show, they would have spoof commercials. Y'all may remember some of those, but the one I want to point out, it was funny this week, something jumped out at me to remind me of Old Folks at Home cottage cheese. That may not mean much to y'all, but I want to read you the commercial that was given for Old Folks at Home cottage cheese. It says, the only cottage cheese, it says right on the label, contains no arsenic and no rodent parts. Do other brands make that same promise? Old Folks at Home does. Do you have time to use a magnifying glass as you eat your cottage cheese to make sure those tiny dark specks are not mouse toes? No. Creamy goodness, a fair price, and no arsenic or rodent parts. That's Old Folks at Home. It's funny how our memories work as we go along to think about things like that, that how many years it's been since I've heard of that little spoof commercial. But when you think about who we are as believers in Christ, how we live our lives, sometimes it's almost like we do a label just like that. Because if you think about it in the great scheme of things, what does it mean to be righteous? What does it mean to be a person who lives for God? And sometimes we look at the labels and start talking about, well, there's no arsenic in it. We talk about the things that we don't have. Well, I don't drink, dance, or chew, or go out with girls to do. I'm going to get you all to memorize that little phrase, both if it's the death of me. But, you know, we start talking about things that we lay them out and says, well, I don't do this and I don't do that. You know, I'm a really good person. And then we'll start talking about the things that actually go on in our lives, about this is what needs to be part of a life of somebody who is righteous before God. And so we'll start laying out all those good things and all the things that we are involved in, and all the just on and on and on. And we'll give a whole label of things about this is what it means to be righteous. And we will emphasize a whole lot of activity and a lot of things going on in our lives about this is what it's all about. And I wonder if we have to be careful in that, because in that label, sometimes we miss what really matters. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Now, when we read that, we have to keep in mind about what he's saying in that moment. Because if I had looked at these folks that he's talking to, if I'd seen their lives and saw all the things they were doing and how they talked about Christ and all the things that were going on in their lives, I would have said, you know, there's some good folks right there. They're doing all kinds of good things for God. And that's what they said. Lord, we did all these things in your name. And Jesus goes, I have no idea who you are. So how in the world can we fill our lives with things on our label that says, here I am living for God, and God would turn around and says, you're not here. You're not who I'm looking for. And I think part of that is that, you know, that they look like they're doing good, but what is it we've forgotten? How can we get to that point and we miss the point of what God has in mind for us? And I think part of it is that busyness doesn't equate to righteousness. And that idea of reminding ourselves that we can do all kinds of things, that we can fill our lives with all kinds of things, and we can talk about all the right kind of things, but God's not looking at the activity list. He's looking at us deeper than that. Now, when we get to labels, I believe that... Do y'all remember back when it was popular to have... What do they call them? Just the black and white labels on the products in the stores? Do y'all remember those? They didn't use advertising. It was just... I don't know who it was that put those together, but they were like plain label. And they were supposed to be better because they weren't spending a lot of money on all these other things. And so it was supposed to be cheaper things for us as we went along. Sometimes I think as Christians, we really need just a plain label. What is it that is there that when you get down to the bottom of it is like, this is what it really boils down to. This is what it's all about. And I think when we come down to it, this is Romans 14 gives us a reminder for this. Romans 14 verses 7 to 9, for none of us lives for ourselves alone. And none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be both the Lord of, be the Lord of both the dead and the living. And I think the phrase right there, we belong to the Lord, is where we get to what belongs on the label of our lives. What it is that's going to drive us and get us where we need to be before God. That it's not a matter of hitting a whole list of things and having them all put down here or a list of things where we don't have these things going on. But it just boils down to this one thing. Who do we belong to? We belong to the Lord. And so this one fact changes who we are. This one fact changes how we live our lives. Because when you think about that aspect of it, whose are you? Who do you seek from our scripture reading? Who is it you seek to please in your life? And it's not a matter of everybody else, but it is out of this. When I look at my life and I say to myself, and I live it, that I am God's child, it changes what I do every day. It changes what I do with my thinking. It changes what I do with how I speak. It changes how I live my life based upon just that one fact of who I am in Christ. And it's a reflection of who I am, my identity in life, period. And so if we're going to have a label, this is the one label that will drive everything else and actually get us where God wants us to be. And so you look at it, how it makes us a difference. That makes a difference in our lives when we boil down to it. In Matthew chapter 25, we're going to get back over to that here in a bit. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus talks about, you know, there's going to be a day when everybody's gathered up and split up right and left before the throne of God. Got the sheep and the goats. And he starts talking to them. And as he lays that out, he says, the righteous, what he says to them, he says, you know, look, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. And he goes on and they go, wait a minute. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? Or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? when we don't remember seeing you, but the point he says, then it says, if you did this to the least of these, you did it for me. But if you watch this picture, this says they lived their lives based upon who they were. And because they belonged to God, they fed the hungry. They gave water to the thirsty. They welcomed the stranger. They clothed the naked. They took care of the sick. They went and visited those in prison. Not because they were looking for anybody to see that. Not because they had a list of, God wants me to go do this. It was just, this is who I am. And they lived out that life that way because of who they were in Christ. And for us, that is where it kind of boils down to. If I belong to God, it's not a matter of now I do these things. I belong to God, and it's seen in how I am living out this life now. My heart has been changed. My thinking has been changed. And you see that now in me and how the choices I make in every aspect of my life. And so we do that for everyone, whether it's private, whether it's public. I'm the same person. Whether it's dark or it's light, whether anybody sees me or whether nobody or everybody, if I'm seen by everybody, I'm not worried about anybody else. I'm not measuring by who might see me. I live who I am in Christ. This is who I am. And I could go a lifetime and nobody ever see any of these things, but I still live them out because of who I am. I belong to Christ. And because of that, it's here that we make a difference in this life. We make a difference not because we've made a list of here's how we're going to change Andrews, Texas. It's because we live here as people who belong to Christ. And as we live as people who belong to Christ, those around us start to see who we are. We're not even thinking about them in the sense of I've got to show them something special. I'm just being who I am. So he says, 1 Peter, verse 15, says, in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. This is who we are. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. When he says that, that means that the people around us look at us and go, there's something different about you. Not like something odd about you. Well, maybe there is something odd about us, but the central part of it is as we live our lives, folks come along and say, your life has been impacted by something. What is it? They see our hope. They see the love that we have. They see that joy. They see who we are in Christ. And we're not putting on a show in that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 gives the negative side of it, where Jesus says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. And he talks about prayer. He talks about fasting. He talks about giving. When he lays all that out, he's saying, don't make a show about doing all of these things. Don't make that your label of saying, hey, look at me and look at who I am. It's, I just live who I am. And so it's not for others to see. It's just, I live this out in every moment because of who I am, because of who I seek to please. Our scripture readings over in Timothy. So we seek to please our commanding officer. That's what I'm all about, to lay that out. Back over Matthew chapter 25, before we get into the sheep and the goats and where he tells about that, before that, Jesus tells a parable about a master who lays out and he gives treasure to his treasure to his servants. And then when he comes back to give an accounting, and you have the one fellow who got 5 bags, he comes back with 10 and says, you know, look, I've gained you 5 more. And the master says, oh, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a little, and I'll put you in charge of much. And the one with 2 comes back with 2 more. Same answer. Well done, good and faithful servant. Y'all notice that they didn't do the exact same thing? He didn't have a list of, well, you didn't measure up to this other guy. It was, he knew each one on what they were able to do and who they were. And they lived there, they lived out who they were in him. And for us, that phrase, that one day, we have one that we seek to please. We have one that we seek to please. And so I'm not putting on my label all of these other things to try to get anybody to see I'm anything special. My one ingredient in my life, we belong to Christ. Maybe you've allowed trying to hurry up and do more and more to please God in some way, and you've forgotten what it boils down to. We're here to encourage each other, to remind each other that we're not here to make a show. We're here to be who God wants us to be. And we'll pray for you if you need that. Maybe today that you have been trying to wait till if I get my life all straightened up and then I'll commit myself to Christ. And that's got things kind of out of order, because the truth is, God already knows where you are. And He's been calling you to come home. And today you can put on Christ in baptism and get to start out brand new and be His in every way. But if you need to come for any reason, would you come now as we stand and